Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Of course, by telephone, but that's the way it works sometimes with our busy schedules. I just appreciate that you made time to do this. And you've got a publication that's coming out that's got three interesting people featured.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this fall edition, our newsletter that's coming out. We were lucky enough to get the each of the three major candidates for governor to write a 600-word little blurb on their thoughts and views on rural Minnesota. So we're really excited to get that out in people's hands. And really, the neat thing about this publication is that we are really harnessing and focusing the candidates just to talk about and think about rural issues. You know, as the political debate goes on and they get into these different debates and different scenarios, they converge off on a lot of politics, but we really focus them in on rural issues. So it's exciting, interesting, and we're really looking forward to getting it out into as many people's hands as possible.
What are some of the things specifically that the candidates are talking about in their pieces?
Well, you know, they all have different styles. They all have different styles in regards to leadership. You know, Tom Horner talks a lot about, in his article, about how rural Minnesota really needs what he says to be, you know, calm, balanced, the guy in the middle type leadership, someone that can bring people together. Mark Dayton talks about, you know, the different struggles and trials in rural Minnesota and how we're at a crossroads in regards to funding and how rural Minnesota needs attention from the funding standpoint. And Tom Emmer goes in into some detail and talks about how rural Minnesota, as he sees it, is the backbone for the economy in Minnesota. And instead of looking at it as someone that's just trailing along, we should look at it as someone that's leading the way. So it's really really exciting, interesting, intriguing. It's they're good articles, and I think they really do kind of open people's eyes into, you know, the views of each campaign.
It is interesting that you have three different perspectives, each one with, certainly each one has certain nuggets of truth in it. You can look at each one of those candidates and say, you know, there are some things that they're saying that sort of resonate well. And yet, we've talked about this before. There certainly are some things in rural Minnesota where I think this, you know, when we're out, not part of the metro, we sometimes feel a little bit of a short shrift from the legislature, et cetera.
Yeah, that's right, and that was why it was so important for us to secure their articles, to get them to really say, you know what, we hear you in rural Minnesota. We want to comment on it. We know that we want to be that when we run for governor, it's a governor of the entire state, not just the metro. So we, you know, part of the center, what we really wanted to do is just, you know, kind of get in their head a little bit, you know, make them really think and respond to rural Minnesota. And, you know, granted, it was only 600 words, but at least it was 600 words.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you so much, Brad, and you enjoy the day. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.